Zondervan presents Line of Duty by Terry Blackstock, read by J. Charles. This book is lovingly dedicated to the Nazarene. Chapter 1. Ashley Morris sensed the doom in the Icon International building. She had listened to the news reports of layoffs and the company's crashing stock value with the detached interest of a 16-year-old, but it was hard to ignore the reality now. In the lobby, grim-faced employees spoke in low voices. Some wiped tears as they carried boxes out to their cars. Reporters with camera crews waited outside, interviewing exiting employees who'd just gotten the axe. She'd picked a lousy day to hit her mother up for money. Popping her gum, Ashley got onto the elevator with two women and a man. One of the women gave her a look as if she had just parachuted out of a UFO. Ashley looked right back at her and blew a bubble. The woman looked away. Ashley grinned and looked down at a chipped fingernail. She had to admit she had dressed for the occasion. Her bright orange T-shirt, two sizes too small, clashed with her burgundy hair. She had cut the sleeves off at the seam and frayed the edges so that her tattoo of some Chinese word she didn't know was more visible. The shirt didn't quite meet her jeans, and her belly button ring sparkled against her pale skin. Her jeans had been slit in parallel lines down the fronts of her legs, revealing other tattoos, a butterfly and a rose, and she'd worn a chain from her nose ring to her earring just for added effect. "Sarah got canned," the man said. "She's cleaning out her desk."
"I'm next. I know I am, and my whole retirement's gone. Where?"